Among the first out of the gate to register as a Greater Sudbury mayoral candidate, Miranda Rocca Cercelli is also the first to launch a campaign website. The website, miranda4mayor.ca, recently launched and includes a biography alongside a handful of platform points, which she said will grow as the October 24th municipal election date nears. "It's very important to look at how we can engage with the community," she said, adding that a website and social media presence can serve as a good launching point for people. She also plans on hosting events later on this year. "There's the door-to-door campaign, there are all kinds of strategies." Earlier this week, fellow mayoral candidates Bob Johnston and Evelyn Dutrisac told Sudbury.com that they also intend on launching campaign websites but are waiting until after the June 2 provincial election so as to not confuse voters. Although Mayor Brian Bigger and former MP Paul Lefebvre have also announced their intention to seek the mayor's chair, neither has officially registered as a candidate yet. Rocca Cercelli's campaign points to date include putting forward a motion to protect Laurentian University green spaces that border Nepawin Lake if the athletic department and land is to be sold. Review current services and programs delivered by the city to ensure citizens' needs are being met and to find efficiencies. Re-implement a decentralized model and review the potential to reallocate some services and programs to the amalgamated town's needs. Improving road infrastructure and making them more sustainable. The mayoral candidate has also proposed that the city implement a zero-based budgeting system to ensure that our budgets are measurable and efficient to the current needs in each department. Ward 2 Count. Michael Vignini has long argued for this style of budgeting, which starts from zero rather than a fixed number at the start of each planning period and has resource requirements assessed and confirmed with each budget. Several options and budget packages are then put up for review that show the implications of maintaining expenditure levels or adjusting expenditures to meet anticipated requirements, which includes illustrating the implications of service reductions. In a report prepared by city administration last year, various merits and pitfalls to zero-based budgeting are noted. While it provides for a better understanding of the costs to provide services, its operational focus doesn't lend itself as well to long-term strategies as traditional budgeting. City Council shot it down last year following administration's warning that adopting a zero-based budget would increase the amount of administrative time required to produce the budget without incrementally greater benefits. "It's important at the end of the day to balance budgets so that there's a better sense of what the budget planning can be for that fiscal year," Rocca Cercelli said of zero-based budgeting. "It provides transparency and provides an opportunity to better plan for the future." It's debating issues and ideas such as this that Rocca Cercelli said she intends to center her campaign on. She said she's just looking forward to an exciting, professional campaign. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.